Trish came up on deck from the cabin below, and she answered the otter's wordless glance.
Welfo still looks pretty ill.
Shog squinted his eyes at the far horizon.
Stands to reason. She took a bad knock from that slingstone. I ain't feeling too grand either. There ain't a scrap of food or a drop of fresh water aboard this craft. Are you sure there isn't just a little bit of something stowed away? A flask of cordial or a mouldy old crust?
The squiddle maid stretched her paws wide.
Not a single thing. They were going to provision her that afternoon, but we stole the ship before they could. While you've been up here, I've searched down below again. All I could find was a couple of parchment scrolls, nothing else.
Shog tightened his belt another notch.
So, looks like we can starve to death in freedom, mate. Let's go and take a peek at those scrolls. Who knows, there might be an island somewhere that's not too far off.
As the ship had no cargo holds, the cabin was fairly large and roomy, but low-ceilinged. Welfo lay on a bunk, her head wrapped in a damp cloth. The hogmaid was sleeping fitfully, tossing and turning. Triss did not like the look of her. Seasick, hungry and injured. It was a worrying situation. Shog opened the two scrolls, shaking his head with disappointment. He wrapped his paw on the first one, calling Triss away from her patient.
Will ye come and take a look at this lot of old rubbish? What's all this gobbledygook supposed to mean, eh?
The squiddle maid peered closely at the symbols, neatly marked out in black ink, recognising only a few.
This little bit here, at the top, is the initials of the Royal House of Riftgard. A mouse slave who was a woodworker told me he'd carved it into different objects many times. R-H-O-R, see?
The otter traced the symbols with his paw.
Of course, that's even carved into the stern of this ship. But what does the other bit say, Triss?
Gnawing on a paw nail, Triss studied the rest closely.
I can make out the odd letter here and there, but I'm sorry, mate, it doesn't mean anything to me.
She continued to stare at the symbols.
I can make out the R, H and O a few times, but I can't make head or tail of the rest. Let's take a look at the other scroll. That may be more helpful.
Shog grew quite excited as he viewed the other chart.
Ha-ha! 'Tis a map! I know this bit! Here's the place we come from, Riftgard. There's the stronghold, the fjord, and the sea beyond. Strike me rudder, Triss. This is one big sea we're sailing on. I never knew there was that much water in one place.
Triss traced the charted line, which had been marked out on the map. It came out of Riftgard Fjord, straight into the sea, travelling due west, then taking a broad swinging curve southward. Farther down, land was indicated, but only one side of the coast.